Well, when I was 7 or 8, our parents joined the Port Adelaide Caledonian Society and they had a bands class. So every Saturday night the children would dance from 7:30 to about 8:30, and then the main evening would start for the adults. So we, all the littlies would just get up and dance. And then as a teenager, my brother and I, one of my brothers and I, went to the Saturday night country dancing class, which was in the cheer-up hut in the city. We'd catch the train, and then both of us gave it away once we got to the dating age. And then I went back after I was married with 2 children. I just thought, oh, I've got to do something. I was a stay-at-home mum. So I went back to the country dancing class at the Port Adelaide Callies. And I haven't stopped since. So I started round about, Russell was born in 77, so it was the late 70s before I started again, and this time seriously.
And when did you become a branch member?
Probably only a couple of years after that. I would have my membership card somewhere. But yes, I was always a branch member. So I did my preliminary exams in 1986 and my teacher's exams in 1988. So we had our first exams here in Adelaide. There was a group of us that did our exams together.
Who ran the test?
May Sinclair, the branch teacher, along with help from Jean Lumsden, because Jean Lumsden had gone to Scotland to do her exam. So she was helping us here, because May, physically unable to dance with her crippling arthritis, but she had been the teacher here for many, many years.
So how important is the branch? I mean, why did you join at all?
Well, there was classes all over Adelaide, and you could go to day schools that, and if you remember, you always got a cheaper rate for attending these events. And it was an encouragement to being part of the whole worldwide family of Scottish country dancing, because you got your membership, you got your bulletin every year, and you got a book of country dancers that was issued each year and sent out to all members. So that was an incentive, especially being a teacher. Well, you had to be a teacher, you had to be a member to become a teacher, which is, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how you learned to dance country dancing when you came back seriously.
By watching other people, by going to different classes, by attending winter schools where we had overseas teachers or teachers from other areas of Australia and New Zealand. And in the classes at the winter schools, you did your technique and step practice and formation practice. But also you learnt a lot by watching others, because May was unable to show us because she was physically unable to, because of her crippling arthritis. So we learnt by going elsewhere and by watching other people.
Apart from May, do you can think of any other teacher that was, you know, highlighted?
Pat Savage. She was always there as a backup for May. She did her exams at the same time as May did, many, many years ago, and she was always there as a backup when May was unable to teach. And then there were other teachers around, but not qualified. They hadn't done their exams, but they had pleasure in teaching dancing. So for here in Adelaide, it was May and Pat, and then when Jean Lumsden got her certificate, so she had the experience of being overseas and learning. And then the New Zealand school was close by. That was at summer time, so some of the Adelaide people, another Adelaide lady went over to New Zealand and did her exams over there. So we spread our wings.
It's sounds like New Zealand also has got the kabug.
Yes. Yeah. Every little town in New Zealand's got a country dancing class. They're also, they have the one branch, the whole of New Zealand is just the branch, but they've got regions, divided into regions, but they've got so many classes there, it's marvellous.
What's it like going to a summer school?
Well, once you go the first time, you wonder what you are going to, well, a winter school as well, you wonder what you're going to, what's going to happen, but you usually get bitten by the bug and you never ever want to give it away. You meet so many great friends and have such a good time socialising as well as learning that you just can't wait to go back next time. And that's what we, you know, look for now, to catch up with old friends and people that you've danced in classes with the year before. You may not see them for a couple of years, but depends how often you go. But that's always a good part, yeah. Music. I don't play the piano these days, but I did learn music because my mother said you had to.
Did that carry on into adulthood?
Yes, if I shut the doors and windows and make sure nobody can hear me, I get out Jimmy Shan's Book of Waltzes and have a play now and again.
Are you so sensitive about it?
Yes, very.
What does your husband think?
Well, he's got an accordion that's under the spare bed, but that only comes out now and again if we've got visitors staying here, and they'll get it out and give it an airing, or maybe New Year's Eve, after he'll play it.
And you accompany him?
We have on occasions, yes. Yeah, try to keep him in time. So, a lot of fun.
You have time to practice?
I have, but I don't. No, I don't.
Your main interest is in Scottish
dance? Yes, yes, yes. So.
Do you spend a lot of time in country dancing?
I go to the branch on a Tuesday night. I go to Jean Dodd's class on a Wednesday afternoon, and I have my own class Friday night. So my spare time is spent preparing lessons. So, and organising music, and yeah, yes, so.
Suppose now that someone comes to your class and he says, I've been looking at, you know, what you're doing here. Can you tell me what country dancing is about? What would you say to them?
Well, it's the social ballroom dancing of Scotland. You come along, you don't have to have a partner. You get to meet people. If you've got any worries at home or while you're dancing, while you're concentrating on what you're doing for the evening, you forget about all your other worries. And it's good physically, it's good mentally, and we have a lot of fun. For big people coming for the first time, you keep it simple with circles and hands across in a wheel, or partners leading you down the middle and back, so that it was simple and not confusing. And then once and to the bottom, so that they don't have to cope with trying to start again from second place, which is always confusing for newcomers. And then involving the Paddy Basque towards the end. By about 10 weeks, you might be ready to introduce the Stress Bay travelling step. You wouldn't introduce that until they were confident with the other basic step, skip change and slip step. Every class is valuable. Every class is valuable. Yep. You always learn something from another teacher, the way they went about teaching something that you teach, and think, oh, I like the way they did that, I'll copy that. So you can always learn, even if it's not how to do something. You think if someone's done something in the class, finds it hard to pick up, you think, no, I wouldn't have done it that way, I might have tried a different way to make it easier. So you're always learning. You're always learning.
Have you seen major changes in the branch over the years?
Yes, we've all got older. much older, when with the dances we used to do, really energetic dances, that now we're all struggling because we're older and we run out of puff. Or as we get older, physically, we're not able to keep up the pace. And it's hard getting the younger people to come in. And they don't want to commit themselves these days. We have a come and try on a Sunday afternoon, and you get a lot of young people, and they have a ball, but they won't come to a regular class. You have another come and try 6 months later, and the same people are there again, but they won't commit to coming regularly. They just want to come and have a good time. So, and I think this is where the Ceilidh dancing is attracting younger people, especially in Scotland. They're getting the younger people involved in the Ceilidh dancing because they can swing and birl and fly down the middle and back, whereas the class atmosphere is more controlled.
I can understand that.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's what youth is about.
That, it is, that's right.
And so would you just hope that a certain percentage were like you, will keep that memory?
Yes.
And later transfer?
Yes. And maybe these young people that are doing the Ceilidh dancing, as they get a little bit older, might might enjoy the more, it's not more gentle, but the country dancing without all the careering around that they love doing, and which we enjoy when we go along and join them as well. The book that's in front is the original, the first minute book of the Adelaide branch. It was a meeting held on the 7th of August 1952 when 28 prospective members attended to form the Adelaide branch of the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society. Correspondence had been going backwards and forwards between Adelaide and headquarters to form a branch. So that correspondence was read, and then from there they formed the Adelaide branch, so 1952. So we're the oldest branch in Australia.
That was the meeting that Elizabeth's mum...
Yes, yes. People that the conveners were Mr. and Mrs. Goldie, Mr. and Mrs. Rattray and Mr. and Mrs. Dixon. They were the conveners. And the purpose was to consider the formation of a branch. So we're very lucky that we still have this this minute book. And it continues on for up to about 1962. So the other minute books would be in the branch cupboard, stored in the branch cupboard, I hope. But this one was given to me, and I've kept it with the Adelaide Branch Archives. It was started by one of our members many years ago. She put it together. It was Mrs. Jean Strath, a branch member, and she started to put all these things together. And we've continued it ever since. Various people have taken it over at different times, but I've had it for many years and try and add photos and different things. There's an article from the paper about dancing in Woodville Road, which was where the branch was formed. So Ian Goldie, Mr. and Mrs. Goldie's son, is there in the photo. And then there's other ones where people were dancing. So it did hit the headlines many years ago. This is 1954, and it was the Sunday Advertiser that came out on a Saturday night. So, and then in 1960, the Adelaide Highland Games was formed as part of the very first Adelaide Festival of Arts, and the country dancers performed as part of the happenings at the Adelaide Oval, where there were pipe bands, athletes, mass pipe bands, Highland dancing competitions. So the country dancers were all part of that, and were right until the time that the Highland Games folded. So we always had a demonstration set.
When did they fold?
Not that long ago, actually. We were down at Sacred Heart College Oval. We went from Adelaide Oval to the Kensington Sports Field, and then we went from there down to Sacred Heart College Oval, and then it just petered out through lack of support. So,
what do you account for that lack of support?
Well, the athletes pulled out, and then different places you weren't allowed to toss the caber because you were making marks on their oval and things like that. That we used to have tug of wars with the police, the fire brigade, and the army. There was always a tug of war, but it had to be done on a board, a big wooden board, so that you weren't digging your heels into the Adelaide Oval and things like that. So, yes.
I really don't see how that would work. No,
but yes, I can remember how that. The Adelaide branch, we've got old tickets here from when they had different socials. This was a dollar admission, and it was in 1969. We had the 25th anniversary branch, Scots Church, North Adelaide. All tickets there. That's just an old Highland Games program from 1978. These are just lists of different things that happened each year. And then we have photos of past branch presidents.
Is there a photo of the Queen?
Yes, there's a photo of the Queen.
Why is that
there? Because she's patron of the society. Yes, so that's why that photo's here. And then we have a list of all the branch presidents and secretaries over the years. And then these are some of the teachers of the branch. It's May Goldie, the first teacher, then Irene Forbes, and then May Sinclair and Pat Savage.
Is that carried on? Are you there?
We haven't carried that part on. An early demonstration set. They danced when Dame Flora MacLeod visited Adelaide. They danced at the Burnside Town Hall when she was here. So the photos are there, these old Highland Games photos of the dancers out on the oval. In 1982, Adelaide hosted the 7th Australian Winter School. It was held out at Roseworthy Agricultural College. And we're now this year, 2015, we're up to our 40th Australian Winter School, but Adelaide held the 7th, and of course we've continued it on every 7 years since. So this is just all about the Winter School.
Our Winter School is every year, of course.
Every year, and we take it in turns. The seven branches of Australia rotates around Australia. So
you're saying the history of that Winter School is 40 years?
Yes. So some of these people, our branch president at the time, he now dances with Jean Lumsden on a Wednesday morning, Colin Pickering. So he was president at that time. So these are just photos of the very first one we had here in Adelaide. And then in 1982, we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Adelaide branch with a special cake. And that was held at Scots Church, North Adelaide, North Terrace, sorry, in the city. We also regularly dance with the Victoria League. Each year, the Victoria League, all the different countries in the Commonwealth, would have a get together at different venues, and we danced there. We went back to Roseworthy College for their 100th year. Because we'd been there for our winter school, they asked us back to demonstrate for them. And then our balls, when we first had a ball, it was at the Barsmith Theatre, Scotch College, Mitcham. So we had several balls there, 83, 84, 85, I think. So, and then we outgrew it. It was a lovely venue. It was a lovely hall to have a ball. In 1984, we hosted 50 Canadian country dancers. They had come out to the winter school in Perth and then stopped in Adelaide and Melbourne and then on to New Zealand before they all went back to Canada. So that was lovely, having the teachers from Canada who took the day school. So it was a chance to have a visiting teacher to... Yeah, we still are at Bow Smith. That was 1984. With special guests, Mrs. Harrison and her family. Mrs. Harrison was a very early member of the branch. And then again, Commonwealth Day. We're always part of Commonwealth Day. We had a Scottish dance festival in 1985 at Klemzig, a Klemzig school, with all the classes involved. So we're lucky to have all these photos. 85, still at Bar Smith. And in those days, the ladies wore white dresses and their tartan sashes. But that's changed over the years now. Yeah. Well, we like to wear our coloured dresses, and also for demonstrations, we like to have a tartan skirt rather than a white dress. This is when we did our exams, our first exams in February 1986. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 candidates.
Are their names there?
Yes, the names are all here. So it was Nori Otaka, Jean Masson, May Sinclair was our tutor, Margaret Campbell, Sheila Dodds and Maureen Morris. So that was... And we had all our helpers that came to form the sets for our teaching. Dancing Through the Ages was a performance that May organised for the branch, and all the classes did a dance. It was a presentation of Scottish country dancing in relation to their historical sequence of the dance. So we have a list of dances, and some of them were demonstrated by different classes. So, and dressed up, corn rigs. And the story of corn rigs was told by May Sinclair. And then Reel of the 51st, which the men only dance, and the story was given. And then Jean Masson, Barbara Hamlin, did a lady solo dance that night. Mrs. Stewart of Fasnacloy, Glasgow Highlanders, and then Braise of Balquidder, different dance by Lily Davison's class, and the Wolf's Country Dance from the ballroom, and then we danced the Bruins Bands. The branch class did that because that's a popular comic strip and book from Scotland. So we did, so that was a great night with lots of spectators who'd come to as we danced through the ages. And then going on to different winter schools, and then we had the South Australian Jubilee that we received and gave certificates to say that we're dancers had participated in the 1986 celebrations, and our ball that year was in the Burnside Ballroom, 1986. Yeah. And then the different bands that have played for us over the years, mostly from interstate, Jimmy Strachan's band from Melbourne, and there's a lovely photo of all the dancers sitting in the booth there in their white dresses and the men in their kilts. We had weekend schools. Victor Harbour. We went down to Victor Harbour for a weekend school. This was to have a practice run at running a weekend school before we tackled the winter school that we were convening the next time for Adelaide. So We thought a weekend school would be good practice to organise classes and teachers. And people came from Melbourne, and a teacher from Melbourne. So we had a couple of weekend schools down there. It was the Warringah guest house that we all stayed. So that was a lot of fun. And Andrew Gillies was here in October 87. He was visiting from Scotland, so he was a guest teacher. It was a very, very hot weekend for that weekend school. We have a photo of him here dancing in a tartan rug. He spread it on the floor and he lay down and he folded it around him and made a kilt and got up and danced a Highland Fling. So then we started a newsletter in the Adelaide branch. And Jean Strathers kept these here and printed them out. They were just on a stencil, and everyone got one. And then we were very honoured when May Sinclair, our teacher, was given the... she got the scroll from headquarters. She wasn't able to go to Scotland to be presented to her, so in Alistair McFadgen, when he visited, he presented May with her scroll of honour for what she had done for dancing in Adelaide. Our newsletters continued, and then we had the winter school in 1919, Thistle and Vine in 89, it was actually. Most of the winter school now have their own booklet, so that instead of taking up pages and pages here, we have made up separate booklets for the winter schools. And then we go on to another day's school with visiting teacher from Melbourne. So, and then special birthdays, that was a weekend school at Scotch College. And here we are down at Sacred Heart College Oval at Somerton Park for a Highland Games. In those days, it was only Highland dancing, pipe bands and country dancing and clan stalls around the outside.
Instead of athletics as well?
No athletics.
That's
then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just the
country dancing, yes. Yeah, so we've just continued with our Celtic festivals, and Father Christmas appeared each year at the branch breakup, dressed as... whatever, various ways. And then we had 40 years of country dancing. We also dance regularly at Carrick Hill at Springfield on a Sunday afternoon. We'd dance on the lawns in the gardens there, and sometimes if there were children around, we would get them up to join in. Easter social with a visit from the Easter Bunny and the girls with all their Easter bonnets, and then the branch bantams showing off our red legs. And we had a weekend school up at Burra. One of our dancers had picked up a new kilt and the pleats were still tacked down, so he's dressed ready for the social and he's got some helpers here all taking the threads out of his pleats, so he couldn't dance. That was a lovely weekend. And our Ruby Ball, when we celebrated 40 years, we had a band from Melbourne come over. And a lovely red decorated cake for the branch's 40th anniversary. So Sandy Dodds was president of the branch at that stage, and May Sinclair was a guest, and Alf Sinclair, they're no relation, but he was a founder member as well. Yeah, she was Jean Masson when she did her exams. She's now Jean Dodds. But the dancing here in the Burnside Ballroom was just lovely, with spectators upstairs being able to look down and see all the formations from above. It's lovely watching from above. And then again, the men dancing the Reel of the 51st. So that was a very special occasion for our 40th. And we've had picnics in the park when we've invited people to come, and the children usually enjoy that too, and just have a nice mess around. And then mark the passing of May Sinclair in 1992. And again, we have a Christmas fairy that's come along. Father Christmas couldn't make it, so a Christmas fairy visited the branch. So
what held him up?
We don't know. Yes, and then again at Carrick Hill. So, and just different events when we had branch breakups with everybody. There's Santa's helper there. Surprise visit from Santa's helper. And ladies' step dancing, which we had in the Royal Cali Hall, which was a lovely demonstration. Jean Dodds took that. And then whenever there's a visiting teacher from overseas, we always look after them and take them out for a day, show them the Adelaide Hills, or depending how long they're here. So that's, again, visiting teachers and musicians. Back to Carrick Hill again. So it's Celtic Festival. The Adelaide Highland Games became the Celtic Festival because there was no sports.
When was that started?
That's 94, so it was before that, when we went down to Scotch College, down to Sacred Heart, yes.
So Celtic Festival started at Sacred Heart?
Yes, it was run by the Adelaide Highland Games, but because there was no athletes and no athletics and no other Scottish sports, it was just the dancing and pipe band competitions, Highland dancing. Yes, we had a visit in 95 from John Drury, so that was well remembered by all the Adelaide dancers.
Tell me about him.
Pardon?
Tell me something about him.
He's a prolific writer of dances, and we used to just have the dances that the society presented to us in their books, but John started writing dances that were a little bit different, and then they did get included with society dances, but he just kept on writing dances. He'd get a theme and it would just go on, and then he'd come up with another formation, and yes. Another Santa's substitute. There's always lots of fun. And you make the fun by getting up to mischief. More balls at...
What mischief are you talking about?
You wouldn't want to know. Mischief of all sorts. So we're lucky that people would give us photos that we can keep and remember. Again, we had a weekend school down at Graham's Castle at Goolwa. So the photos of that weekend. And the sitting around afterwards, joining the photos together to get around the room photo. Filling the glasses, the bottle getting passed around for the bubbles afterwards. So stories being told. Yes. So then we had a dance devisor contest here in Adelaide, and people were asked to submit dances for selection, and we did make a book of all those that were sent in. So Jean Dodds was the winner of the devisor dance competition, and the dance was demonstrated at our branch ball. So, and it just goes on with, visiting teachers and branch balls and day schools. And this book we kept till 1999. And then I started a new one from 2000. So the same thing again, branch ball programs, day school programs, but not so many photos anymore.
Oh. And do the minute books continue to the present day?
The minute books, the secretary of the branch that would have the minute book, and they would be, they're sent out by computer, of course, but they would be into a folder so that they are kept forever. Mm.
Now, what's in the folder? A hard copy, or
I would think so. I don't know, because I've only just gone back on the committee this year. So, yes.
What's in that book?
This one here is a winter school, the 28th Australian Winter School, which was in Adelaide in 2003. So it just shows you the venue, and then our program for the week, and then our timetable. And then photos of some of the Kaylee items that happened. Welcome to Adelaide Winter School. And then some of the people, that was the children's class. And then Jean and a teacher from Canada, dancing a dance that Jean learnt over in Canada. And the New Zealanders with their item, and John Smith from New Zealand, who's a fiddler, that would play all night. He just played and played and played and played. So they're just lovely photos. We had two celebrating their 21st birthday at that school, so we had a lovely party for them. And some of the things you get up to after the social, when you party on with all the musicians. Yes. And then the programs, and then the formal dinner. And then soaking your feet in the hand basin, because by the end of the week, when your feet are so sore, we've done that at winter schools, filled up the bath and sat on the edge of the bath with a glass of champagne and soaked our feet in the afternoons. So they're some of the things that we do. Yeah. The teachers and some of our musicians. And we had our formal ball in the Adelaide Town Hall, which was absolutely stunning. I mean, a venue like that to have a ball, it was just fabulous.
What was the year?
2003. We had our formal dinner in the Bradman Room at the Adelaide Oval, and we had our ball at the Adelaide Town Hall. So it was a wonderful finish. That's the working committee and all the Adelaide people that attended, and then a list of all those who attended. And then after the school, we took our visiting teachers on tour, so these days afterwards, when a group of them, we'd go out somewhere. So, dinner with the overseas teachers. That's why it's nicer to have each event like that in a separate book. So,
what's in the big book on the floor?
This is the start from 2000 onwards.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it continues on. Yes, so volume two. Listing the presidents and secretaries, and the calendar of events. We had a Christmas in June, so we had a lot of Santa's helpers dressed up that night. Social class held at Tuzmall Park in the Uniting Church Hall there. We had Dariada, band from Scotland that visited. So we had a special night for them while they were here. And then our annual balls with different musicians, all from interstate. overseas teachers. Then we had our 50th anniversary. Beaumont Uniting Church Hall, and that church doesn't exist anymore. It's been bulldozed. And then we had the Masonic Centre. The Golden Jubilee Ball was at the Masonic Centre on North Terrace. That was nice because we had that had the balcony as well, but we had used that at a winter school. But it was a lovely place to celebrate 50 years of the Adelaide branch. With Pat Savage as our special guest. We had drinks in the foyer. We had the young dancers from Narra Court. There was a children's class at Narra Court. One of our members was a retired high school teacher, not teacher, he was headmaster. And he retired to Narra Court and he was teaching the children down there. Jean Dodds would go down regularly to take the children's class and they'd do their medal test for them, and they came to the ball and they're all dressed in their little white dresses and sashes. But that class is finished now because once the children went to high school, they don't have time to go after school for dancing. But it was lovely to have them come and join us at the ball. And one of our members had a special 60th birthday, so social for that. We had a social when we had a visiting teacher from overseas. We try to put on a social, ask them to take a day school for us if they're here for the time, and then have a social at night so that it can include everybody. And again, a separate booklet for the 2003.
They come as part of their own holiday?
Well, when they come out here for teaching at the Australian Winter School, if they've got time, we like them to go to a different branch, a different state to teach, depending on their time they have available. Because some people can't go to a winter school, especially now as we get older, they can't do a whole week of dancing every day. But if they get the benefit of a visiting teacher or musician that can come here and just have one day, have a workshop in the afternoon and have a social at night, so that then everybody can have the benefit of the visitor. We were part of the Scottish Heritage at the migration to South Australia Museum, it was that was in November in 2003, we danced there at the Migration Museum. So people would come and watch and we got people to join in. So
attendance line?
People passing through, they would just come and they'd hear the music, so come and see what's going on, stand and watch and then move on. Or if the parents went into the museum, we were able to get the children up to come and to join in. So ball continues on. That was the Estonian Hall. We moved to the Estonian Hall in Jeffcott Street. And then again 2005, there's not so many photos anymore. The young children. Jean had a class, Seacliff, a regular class where the children were there, and then when she moved to Belair, they went up there. So there's the Jimmy Shand Memorial in Scotland that Adelaide Branch contributed to that with a donation. And again, we're back at the Migration Museum. That was after the pageant in 2005. So, children who joined in, there's photos of them there. And other people in their own country's national dress. this time Marian Anderson's band from Scotland. And where were we? Unley Town Hall. So our branch ball has been at various venues. That's the Unley Town Hall. And then a special day school with Jerry Haynes, visiting teacher. We had a Kaylee afternoon, which each class was asked to put on an item. So all sorts of items. That's advertising brochures. And again, a branch Kaylee. These are Adelaide branch members that have gone off interstate for winter schools. And then after that, there's just very few photos. We have our annual ball, Prospect Town Hall. We've been there for several years. Advertising.
Yeah, the current venue.
This year we're going back to Burnside Town Hall. Yeah, 26th of September. And each year one of the classes, Jean Lumsden's class, is danced regularly at Mount Barker Highland Games, which is always in February. And then when her class pulled out, Jean Dodd's class took over and we've been dancing up there. And they had a change of venue this year, so we're hoping they'll have a change of date, because February can be just so hot. The pipe band's pulled out this year because it was just too hot. Yeah, so, and this is a copy of Elizabeth Berry's memories of starting the Adelaide branch when she was a little girl and having the branch committee meetings at her place and dancing at her place when she was little. So she wrote down her memories. So we kept a copy in our archives. That's the passing of Lily. Commonwealth Kaylee, which goes around the world. So we dance the dances at headquarters suggest that are danced all around the world on a particular day. So that was last year in June, which was well attended. And that's about it. Nothing much happened this year. So